This is the Reverend Christy Hoard from St. John's Episcopal Church in Pensacola, Florida. Thank you for tuning in to our podcast, St. John's Talks, a collection of sermons, interviews, and speaker events here at St. John's Episcopal Church. I hope you enjoy.
In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Be seated, please. ...1930, in many ways, was not unlike today. The circumstances were probably more dramatic and difficult, but the nation was divided. The domestic issues were, like today, political and economic. There was tension in the church, too. Controversy had grasped many of the major denominations. The debate was between the fundamentalist and the more progressive voices. Science was offering new insights into creation. The tension had reached its peak in the famous Scopes monkey trial in Dayton, Tennessee. Certain prophetic voices called for a modern approach to Christianity, with the acceptance of teachings of science and the gospel demands of social justice. In the Scopes trial, Clarence Darrow was the prophet. William Jennings Bryan took the fundamentalist role. As you know, true prophets are seldom popular. They speak hard truths, truths that are difficult to hear and usually go against the grain of contemporary culture. Then there are those that speak to popular opinion. There had been voices such as Billy Sunday, who had been unshrinking in his literal view of Scripture and his support for prohibition. This stewpot of controversy had its effect on the church institutions. The conflict was leading to divisions, even in a large city like New York. Believe it or not, there was broad support in that city and its churches for fundamentalism. The wealthiest man in the world at that time, John D. Rockefeller, decided to start a new church, and he would have a modern-day prophet as its first pastor. So in northern Manhattan, on the shore of the Hudson River, Rockefeller built a magnificent edifice to the Christian faith. Riverside Church. The first pastor would be someone who would not shrink or shirk the controversies of that day. Harry Emerson Fosdick. Fosdick was well known. He had taught at Union Theological Seminary. He was originally a Baptist, but he had served Presbyterian churches too. He crossed swords with fundamentalist leaders, leading to a trial before the Presbyterian authorities. Though the trial was inconclusive, he continued to write prolifically. Controversy seemed to follow him, largely because of his prophetic and liberal views of the faith and his support for the poor and downtrodden. Imagine that, a prophetic voice for the poor and downtrodden in John D. Rockefeller's church. It was the first service at Riverside Church on October 5th, 1930, that one of his hymns was first sung. We sang it as the processional today. God of Grace and God of Glory. God of grace and God of glory, on your people pour your power. Crown your ancient church's story. Bring its bud to glory's flower. Grant us wisdom. Grant us courage for the facing of this hour. Lo, the host of evil round us. Scorn the Christ. Assail his ways. From the fears that long have bound us, free our hearts to faith and praise. Grant us wisdom, grant us courage for the living of these days. Cure your children's warring madness. Bend our pride to your control. Shame our wanton, selfish gladness, rich in things and poor in soul. Grant us wisdom, grant us courage, lest we miss your kingdom's goal. Save us from weak resignation to the evils we deplore. Let the gift of your salvation be our glory evermore. Grant us wisdom, grant us courage, serving you whom we adore. It seems so logical today. It's amazing how some prophetic messages are less controversial. They actually become orthodoxy in the rearview mirror. His words are no exception. We have as our first lesson today a portion of the book of Ezekiel. Ezekiel was a priest of the Jewish faith. He was one of the anointed leaders of that group. But he was unfortunate. One of the Jews caught up in Babylon, forced captivity in a faraway land, taken prisoner by another nation. His times were not easy. Prophets are not a popular lot. If you could imagine a prophet, it might be a common person like an auto mechanic today or a hairdresser or someone who seems to be what we would call the village idiot. They did not come with divine certification. They were frequently marginalized, ignored, or persecuted. They did not predict the future. They boldly said what was to come if the people had not or did not follow God's command. As the old saying goes, no one wants a prophet at a dinner party. Like many prophets, we only see wisdom or the movement of God in the prophet's words long afterward. Look at today's gospel lesson and see the hard time Jesus had with his own people. In retrospect, hear Ezekiel's words. He said to me, "Mortal, I am sending you to the people of Israel, to a nation of rebels who have rebelled against me. They and their ancestors have transgressed against me to this very day. The descendants are impudent and stubborn. I am sending you to them, and you shall say to them, 'Thus says the Lord,' whether they hear or refuse to hear, for they are a rebellious house. They shall know there has been a prophet among them." The challenge is for us to hear the truth today. It is to hear the voice of God from wherever it may come, whether it's from Jesus, Ezekiel, Jeremiah, Isaiah, Harry Emerson Fosdick, or someone else we would not suspect. If the words challenge us rather than support our views, if they cause us to think, if they make us feel uncomfortable, those words may be from a prophet. Who is the prophet we need to hear today? What are the words which appropriately challenge us? How do we manifest God's movement in the world today? Amen.